falling in love. She asks me to sweep her away. She says, I can rely on you. You're sensible, strong, and constant. There are no holes in your will. Whereas she's more analytic, struggles with doubt and confusion, looks for the cracks. It's hard for her to let her guard down. But she says she likes me more than anything, so maybe love can triumph over adversity. She hopes I'll rub off on her, erase her trust issues. As for me, I feel high, heady, youthful, besotted. It's all so sweet. I feel grateful, brimming over. What's better than love? Nothing. New York New Wave, curated by Diego Cortez at PS1. February 15th, 1981. Monolithic show in Long Island City, featuring everybody. Mostly groovy outsiders from the last 5 years, marking their territories. Some stalwarts, too. Andy Warhol, Larry Clark, etc. I showed drawings, collages, and oil portraits of Ray Johnson and Victor Bokras, among others. Anna and I went to the afternoon opening, crawling with hipsters. A new generation is forming itself. I'm not down with it all, but I appreciate the energy. Afterwards, eating cheeseburgers at the diner by the subway stop. Glenn O'Brien writes it up for his column in April's interview. He says that the new art is better than the old art, just like the new music is better than the old music. That's cute, but not necessarily true. I went to a taping of Glenn's TV show. Mick Jones from The Clash was there, Kate Simon, Chris Stein from Blondie. Everybody was pretty whacked out on strong marijuana, even Amos, the cameraman. That's why the show's got that disconnected feel. March. A week in Fort Lauderdale with the family, staying at a 1950s white and sea green complex called Lago Mar, near Port Everglades, where there is a rock jetty built out to the sea. Ship sail in, ship sail out. There's a big kidney-shaped pool, orange and green striped cabanas. Mom, dad, sister, brother-in-law, and their two kids, Hannah and Sage. Plus my old grandfather, Bunny, who my dad calls the General. A short, dapper man who had to stretch himself on a rack to meet the height requirements for the Army, so he could do his duty in World War I. His buddies brought him to the physical in a flatbed truck, so his vertebrae wouldn't settle back together, giving him that extra inch or two. Anna is a big hit with the family, in spite of her blue hair, a relief to all after the 3 years they'd put up with the rather strange Terry. Dad's eyes twinkle when he looks at her, maybe seeing a little of the Audrey Hepburn of Funny Face in her. We are in the throes of new love, so keep sneaking back to our dark room at various times of the day for sex. It's so easy and mutually satisfying. Our appetites are in sync, unraveling together. We delight in each other, and then back out to the sun and sand and salt water. I can't remember feeling so euphoric now that I've found my happy soulmate. I feel as though my search is over. We read books on the beach. Anna getting a pronounced tan line on her nymphet body from the thin cotton aquamarine one-piece she wears. Her cheeks dusted with freckles. She smiles with our shared secret. We play Scrabble, take showers, act foolish. Speak the same language. Her body language reminds me of Charlie Chaplin. Adrift in our bed of fantasy, we're on a Chinese junk that's floating away from it all. Narcotic kisses as the air conditioner hums. This is the best thing in the world, Anna says. Books. Augustus John, Michael Holroyd. Je suis un Americano, Tim Dugos. In Between the Sheets, Ian McEwan. The Boy Who Followed Ripley, Patricia Highsmith. The Job, Interviews with William S. Burroughs. A Sport and a Pastime, James Salter. 4 Days in a Lifetime, Georges Simenon. Endless Love, Scott Spencer. The Collected Poems of Theodore Rutke. Popism, Andy Warhol. Marry Me, John Updike. For Years, Tim Dugos. Catcher in the Rye, again, J.D. Salinger. The Bell Jar, Sylvia Plath. Recovery, John Berryman. Crow, Ted Hughes. Show People, Kenneth Tynan. Art in Its Own Terms, Fairfield Porter. Letters to a Young Poet, Rainer Maria Rilke. The Immoralist, André Gide. With William Burroughs, Victor Bacris. Interview does a Who's New page on me, written by young scribe Robert Becker. Shot of me on the West Side Highway in front of a shipwreck painting. It says, the most accomplished of those young painters using the traditional format of oil painting, an innovator as reactionary. May 12, 1981. The press release for my first real one-man show promises that these paintings create an art evocative of the casual atmosphere and privileged intellectualism of a still-remembered cafe society. The paintings bridge the gap between our fondest memories of what art was and those most appealing innovations that make art as it is. One-man show at the Stefanati Gallery, 30 West 57th Street. 1. Rites of Passage. 2. Hide and Seek. 3. The Dark Ages. 4. The Wild Beasts. 5. The Waiting. 6. Limehouse. 7. Arcadia. 8. Pink Clouds. 9. My Funny Valentine. 10. 19 Rue de Lille. 11. The Haunted Bookshop. 12. Heaven. 13. Europe. 14. Kingdom Come. 15. The Wreck of the St. Teresa. 16. The World. 17. Pascal and the Rotunde. 13 paintings sold before it even opened, going off into strangers' homes. Success! I am a professional painter at last. It's like a fairy tale with a happy ending. Looking at my room of paintings, I feel that they pretty well represent my interior world. They're filled with love for people and places, filled with love for painting itself. They breathe. They're not nailed down. Allowing the viewer to provide their own narrative. This was a voyage to a beginning. A colorful crowd showed up. Old pals, new pals, old girlfriends, an exquisite Anna, who is represented in the show by a canvas called My Funny Valentine, a very sensitive portrait that would have been beyond my capabilities even a few months ago. Knowing this show was approaching, the quality of my work leapt forward in great bounds. It's not a pipe dream anymore. This is real. Some students came up and thanked me, saying this show gave them permission to make pictures. Their teacher had told them they weren't allowed. I told them, you never need permission to be an artist. It's a calling. And if you feel the need to wave your tattered banner, then wave it you must. Look for what you love. This is Duncan Hanna. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of 20th Century Boy, Notebooks of the 70s. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Linda Korn. Text copyright 2008. 2018 by Duncan Hanna. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.